Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Sheerlux Team Podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Georgina Blasky, Laura Black, and Winnie Malcolm. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Winnie, your last podcast with us. You're leaving us.
I'm so sad. I can't believe it. Wow. It feels like, I know, like a whole year. I was saying to Lily earlier that I've been here a year and I couldn't have even imagined like squeezing 3 years of what I've done into this year. so great, like all of these like amazing opportunities and experiences.
Well, yeah. You're going to be very missed. You're off to do something
completely different. Yeah,
nice. So change. new challenge,
new world, but maybe might see my face around.
Yeah,
potentially.
I think we can convince you. we're going to do our best to keep you on board. I said last week that there were 2 podcasts left of the year. I lied. This is the last one. I got it wrong. So let's make it a good one, everyone.
Time to get merry.
We should have a drink with this, really, shouldn't we? I'm feeling a bit like I'm dragging myself through this week and basically only want to be drunk and full.
I know. It's so close, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so close.
Like, touching distance.
I know. You're feeling...
You've got to put on that Christmas music, get a mince pie out and just... You know, try and lift your spirits because I think everyone is getting a bit tired and the news is quite wearing. And just, it's so easy to feel like you're going to slip into that place that we were in a year ago.
Yeah, saved hot Christmas to my favourites on my radio.
Yes,
in my car.
Me too. Oh, it's brilliant. Although they do rotate about 30 songs.
I know, but if you're just doing a short trip, it's so cheery.
Yeah, don't listen to it if you're driving from London to Scotland, but otherwise.
Yeah. Winnie, feeling festive?
I'm feeling quite festive, yeah. We've got our Christmas tree up, which is quite nice. We've gone for candy canes and red ribbons, so it's quite cute. Kind of Grinchy vibes. Does everyone else feel quite Christmassy? Do you feel Christmassy?
Yes. I mean, I've had a week of non-stop festivities, so I'm feeling like Christmas has almost come and gone already.
What have you been doing?
We went with a group of girls, we went up to the West End and we did our... I think I talked about it on the podcast that we were going to do. We did it, which was the London posh bars, hotel bars crawl.
I don't remember talking about that. That sounds lovely.
Oh, it was so good.
It sounds expensive.
Yes, very.
Well, one drink in each.
True.
And then we finished at a noodle bar. Just to bring the total of the night down.
Wait, so where did you go?
Well, actually, we had a bit of a non-starter. We went to the Stafford, which was the American bar at the Stafford, which was really full. And actually, to the point where I was almost quite relieved we didn't get in because it felt a bit... overpopulated. Oh. And then we went to the Donovan Bar at Brown's, which was very sophisticated and lovely. And then we went to Claridge's to the new pink bar, the Painter's Room.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
And then we went for our noodles. So
heaven. What did you drink in each bar?
So I had a margarita at the Painter's Room, which was really nice because they just salted one half of the glass. Ooh. And then they had this giant ice cube and it was just gorgeous.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I don't normally drink tequila, but actually it was really lovely.
I love tequila. I think I do now.
I'm off tequila. Lou and Polly and their husbands came to us for dinner last Saturday night, and I had my first tequila on the rocks at 6:30, and I think I had my last at about 1:30. I drank half the bottle.
Was that the one where on Monday you still felt rough?
That's the one. And that's why. You know when you just sit and you drink for the whole night?
Yeah.
And I don't think I can drink tequila for a really
long time.
Did you
switch it up and have like some wine in between? No, just tequila.
I just stopped. Normally that's my like clever hack, having just tequila. And to be fair, it is quite a pure hangover, whatever that means. Do you know what I mean? You don't feel right.
Yeah.
You have mixers and stuff. Yeah, but like, ooh, it's going to be a while, I think, for me.
Yeah, it does bring the fun.
It does bring the fun. Yeah, I was on great form. Laura, feeling festive?
Yeah, I really am. I had a really festive weekend too, having been locked up for 2 weeks, 3 weeks with the dreaded COVID.
Laura had a bit of a time of it.
Yeah, it seemed to take us down one by one throughout the family. But yeah, we embraced it this weekend. We had friends around for drinks on Friday, which was just so nice. Like I said to Charlotte, I love my colleagues and I love my family, but I really need to see some other faces.
We spend far too much time together.
I spent a lot of time with you. So that was really nice. Then on Saturday, we went and saw Gangster Granny at the theatre with the kids.
Oh, great.
Which was really fun. And then saw all the Christmas lights and took them to ping pong for supper, which was really nice. And then Sunday, we went to Anya's Grotto and took them to see Father Christmas there, which was, again, just heavenly, magical. I love everything she does, as I've mentioned before, and this was no exception. It was just so sweet and really magical. And yeah, it was so nice. And now I feel like this weekend we were supposed to go to Paris, which is obviously now being cancelled. And I feel like it's a real lull. I'm like, I don't know what I've got to look forward to. Because as much as Christmas is really nice, like it's quite chilled.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I've got one more like blast in me and it's kind of been taken away.
Well, I've got all my Christmas dinners. I've got like my girls' Christmas dinner next Wednesday and stuff, and without wishing to bang on about the horrible C word, I feel a bit like, oh, is it going to happen? Is it the right thing to do? I don't know. Maybe some rules will be put in place before that. I don't know. But God, it's so depressing.
It is. But I also always think, you know, C word aside, I also think that for me, the second week of December is bonkers. And then the third week, things tail off. And then by the time you get to the week that's kind of got Christmas at the end of it, like nothing's happening.
Yeah, I've got nothing in the diary really next week.
And then actually that's quite nice. Yeah. Then you hit Christmas sort of a bit revived.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can go for it at New Year's as well.
You can.
Have you got any New Year's plans?
I'm supposed to be going to New York.
Oh,
I don't know. We're flying to Miami on Boxing Day.
Amazing.
New York on the 31st. I mean, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
God, I could have put fingers crossed. I hope so.
Really do. And when you do go, I will literally hate you.
That's fine. I'm prepared to take the hate. Your skiing holiday came off the cards and then it went back on the cards.
Yeah, it's back on the cards now. But then, you know, I was looking at the numbers in Switzerland this morning, looking here, and you just.
Oh, it's horrible. You start getting obsessed, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And I just returned a ski jacket I bought because I thought, what's the point of that? So I just feel a little
That's
bit.
That's good.
Like,
that's hopefully good luck.
If you kept it,
you're not going.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy to stay in my old jacket if it means I go. I don't know, I'm feeling a bit nervous now. I just don't know what to do.
I know.
Love some advice.
Anyone's
got any crystal balls hanging around?
I know, tell me about it. Winnie, what are your New Year's Eve plans?
Well, me and my boyfriend are going to Paris, I think. We were talking about that. We don't know yet, but we've booked our tickets to see a performer there. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. If it doesn't happen, I'll probably have a chilled one with my parents because I'm kind of craving just to stay at home, probably like have some fireworks, maybe have some Chinese food with my mum or something like that. Like a real like cute.
That actually sounds like heaven.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, I kind of want to do that.
Who lets off the fireworks?
Oh, my dad. So he'll go out into the fields. Like put all the fireworks out and then we'll come out and stand in our slippers and like watch the fireworks go. So it's pretty cute. Yeah, so I kind of wanted to do that just because, you know, London, you basically should have something booked pretty much by October if you want a good time. And then you just spend so much money, you're queuing, it's never as good, not to put a damper on it, but it's never as good as you want it to be. And like there's only been a couple of times where I've had a really, really good night, but I feel like with the C word, I would just be a bit apprehensive of how, you know, Happy New Year's. Yeah. I want to give people hugs and kisses. And I don't know how I'll feel about that.
Safer to be at home. Maybe. Laura, New Year's Eve plans?
I've literally got nothing planned.
Great.
How sad is that?
That's not sad.
Not at all.
Lovely.
I'm more than happy. Glass of bubbles, in bed by 10. Yeah. Watch fireworks the next morning.
I was going to say, go out for lunch the next day, go out for dinner the night before. There are lots of ways around it.
Yeah.
And actually what we used to do when the kids were small is go out for really good New Year's Eve lunch.
Yeah, that's nice.
Quite nice. And then, just go home and chill. And it's so nice waking up without hangover on the 1st of January.
It's just quite hard to stay up till midnight. That's why I can't stay at home, because I can't sit on my sofa till midnight.
No way.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way.
No.
Anyway, we've got some questions, but really, I thought we'd keep it short and sweet today and actually just chat a bit about this year. I don't want us to harp on too much about the pandemic, but I feel like we talked about this last year and actually you learn quite a lot, don't you? So I'm putting you all on the spot, but what do you feel is your biggest takeaway from 2021?
I still feel like I have no shame in saying no. So whereas before I would have said yes, I'll do it. And then I cancel like feeling terrible about 24 hours before because I knew that I wouldn't go in the first place. Now I'm just like, own your no.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want to go. I can't do two nights on the job.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I really agree with that. Being more, it's really freeing when you realize that you just don't have to do shit you don't want to do.
Yeah. Mm.
I think my biggest takeaway has been to be more spontaneous. And in that, I also mean accepting that things won't happen as much as going for it when it can happen. So I feel like, actually, I'll kind of say yes to lots of things, thinking it could be the last time.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know, knowing that everything could get cancelled at any point. So
I agree with that. Yeah. Like, I'm much more measured in my response now if something doesn't happen.
Yeah. Mm. And I think I'm also trying to feed that out to the rest of the family.
I completely agree. My husband has not got that.
Yeah. So kind of preparing for disappointment, but without being sort of
pessimistic or anything like that.
But then when it does happen, it feels like extra good.
Yeah, so maybe we're all just appreciating, and that can be something quite small, and you start appreciating that so much more. And I do hope, without sounding too kind of twee, I sort of want to hold on to that feeling, because I actually think I had lost that feeling.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that.
In a lovely part of London, and you know, it's sort of in work in a beautiful place, and you kind of forget that actually we just need to appreciate all those things. Yeah. And I don't want to lose that appreciation and gratitude for things.
I'd say that there's no such thing as too much self-care, I think. I'd probably say that, you know, just looking after yourself. I think before the pandemic, it was always like quite outward. It was always like, okay, as long as you look good on the outside, it doesn't really matter how you feel. Not completely.
Yeah.
But now it's about really, you know, I just started like meditating more, really like thinking about what foods are good for me. And also on the other side of that, just treating myself, not, you know, being so hard on myself all the time about things. So I think just having that time where I'm at home, just thinking, oh, what do I want to do? What do I need? Has been like a real...
Checking in with myself
has been quite good.
You said before, we were talking about something completely different before, but you said put your own life mask on first.
But yeah, exactly. Put your oxygen mask on first. Because if you can do it, then you're there to help others.
Yeah.
Definitely. So if you can be the best for you, then you can be best for everyone else as well.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
What about you, Charlotte?
Yeah. My biggest takeaway is we went through a very stressful housing situation, and I think when you go through something really stressful, you learn a lot about how you respond to it. And I'm not very good unless everything is very perfect, which came as no surprise, but was confirmed for me this year. And so even though I'm not sure I could guarantee that, like, if something else stressful came at me, I'd be great at it, I think I've learned what coping mechanisms work for me. And
Yeah.
It's sort of a bit what you're saying as well, you know, like how, like, take, like, learning to take stock, to understand where one's emotions are coming from, and then learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. I had a really interesting chat with a friend of mine who we both work quite similarly. So, like, I will sweat the small stuff to, like, something so small, like, about, I don't know, what shoes I wear or with something, and it would just become this, like, all-consuming, but, like, give me a catastrophe and I'm like, absolutely the solid, the one. And she was saying how I've got to learn to accept, like, I can't, that little deciding what shoe is tipping me over the edge, so somebody else needs to take that. Once you've handed that over, then you're kind of back to your center again. But she was like, you need to acknowledge that that is what it's ridiculous, but that's what's tipping you over the edge.
You need to relativize it. Ben is like that. He, like, has remained honestly cool as a cucumber throughout this entire thing, and then last week had like a full-blown panic attack about storage solutions for a new shelf.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that I would... Complete breakdown. And it would keep me awake,
like,
at night.
Hyperventilating. Yeah. Like, I just don't know. I can't find the right baskets, and I don't know. Yeah, and that's exactly it. And I'm like, how can you find this?
So that's your point to go, I'll do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you crack on with the bigger stuff.
Yeah, okay, fine. And you just worry about where we're going to live forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's a sign of overwhelm. So actually, it wasn't about the storage at all.
Yeah.
But
that's how it comes out.
But that's how it's coming out.
Yeah. I know.
But that's getting really deep. And I don't want to
psychoanalyze it. He certainly could do with a bit of that. But yeah, exactly. Well, I think that, you know, it's an OCD thing as well, isn't it? It's
really busy. Well, control what you can control and don't worry about what you can't control, because you can't control it.
It's true.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, so much easier said than done.
Yeah. Good advice. I will never put it into practice. What about New Year's resolutions?
Oh my goodness,
what are you guys, did you make New Year's resolutions that you can remember at the beginning of this year?
Oh, I can't be doing with resolutions. It's not for me.
No,
no,
Why?
I just feel like you're making yourself a promise that just you're putting extra pressure on yourself.
Okay.
To do something.
I'm actually going to do you like this.
Yeah.
I made one resolution. It doesn't matter what it was at the beginning of January. Yeah. And when I say it came true, like it's not, it, I guess it was more of a manifestation.
Yeah.
Rather than a resolution, because it was something I was like, I really hope that this happens for me this year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and it did. And it happened quite early on in the year. So I feel like this year I'm going to take manifestation really seriously.
Okay.
Definitely, because I'm like, well, that kind of works. So yeah. I have, I'm going to do like a full, what's like, I don't know, you might have advice on how one does this.
Oh, I don't
know if I have to go and talk to the moon or something. But like,
not quite.
I thought I have to make a list of these are the like things I would like to achieve next year as opposed to things I will do. Could you get on board with that?
Yeah, I can totally get on board with that. Mm. But telling myself that I can't have something or I've got to do something every day,
yeah, so
you know, like it, I will just not do that. And then I'll feel like I've disappoint myself.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. That's
how does one manifest correctly?
I do the same thing. I don't do a I don't do resolutions, but on like New Year's Eve of every year, I put my phone notes and I also write in this book. I'll write what I want to achieve for that year. So I have this little gold book that I wrote in, I guess, 2019. And I wrote like a good page of all the things that I wanted to happen. And I just then didn't write anything else in it. And I just left it on my side. And I had a little flick through it yesterday. And like, all of it has come true. Mm. But I think it's more about you kind of, with manifestation, it's more about setting an intention, accepting it, and then just letting it go. You don't need to think about it again. Mm. And just kind of just trust that you would like do the processes in order to get to that point.
It's about basically identifying a want and then hoping and assuming that your brain will kind of take
you. It's not really even a want. If you just see it as something that's already happened, it's just like, so when I write them, I don't say like, I want this. Mm. I'll be like, I will have this by then. I will have this. I will have this. I will
then
be
what
like
if
this.
You don't get there?
Then it's fine. Then you can let it roll over.
Okay. Maybe you don't put a deadline on it.
Yeah, no deadline. Yeah. Just be like, you know, just accept.
Yeah.
Or trust that it hasn't come yet.
Trust the process.
Trust the process,
Ben always says trust the process. Georgina, where do you stand on New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I'm feeling a little bit like I'm in Laura's camp, but I am definitely swaying towards the idea of intention over resolution.
There we go.
For me, resolution kind of means like, oh, I'm broken, I need to fix me.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not good enough as I am. And that's a lot of pressure. And I think sometimes people just scrabble around to find something like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym or whatever it is. And now I feel like, well, I like the intention side of it. I think it's so much more about how you feel than anything else.
Mm.
I feel that sits more comfortably with an intention.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. What about tentative 2022 plans? What are you most, if you think about the year as a whole, what are you hoping for / looking forward to for next year? Winnie?
My sister's wedding in Barbados and going to Miami with my boyfriend.
Well, those are excellent. Oh, fine. Your sister's wedding is when?
Yeah,
the summer.
So it's in August. She's getting married in Barbados. And then I was just like, should we just like, Miami's 3 hours away. Like, let's just go.
Fun.
So if you go, which you will, because you've already manifested
it. Because I'm going to write down, I will go to Miami.
Then let me, send me some recommendations.
I will.
Go there. That's,
I will.
I think, yeah, mainly my sister's wedding. I just can't wait to be a bridesmaid. And like,
do you have a dress?
Not yet. Like she's been sending through lots of different options. She's got her wedding dress. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like that's the main thing. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So
what about you,
Laura?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just living too much in the now.
You're just so in the moment.
So present.
I'm not sure I've kind of looked ahead for the year. I mean, I don't know. As you get a bit older, I just kind of want like a healthy year.
This is good.
That's really fair.
Yeah, I think we all want that now off the back of everything. Yeah. Georgina, you're nodding.
I have a big change happening next year because my youngest will go off and join his sister at boarding school, and I will, from halfway, well, towards the end of the year, suddenly be home alone for 5 days a week.
Empty
and
nest.
That is going to be quite a seismic change.
Well, your husband will be there.
Yes, like, he'll be there. And my dog.
Person
and
the dog.
And the dog. yeah, so I don't know.
Empty nest.
Maybe I'll have to go up to 5 days a week.
Yeah, Georgina will be full-time.
Excellent, this is really working for me.
So that I'm kind of, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it. It's on my radar, it's happening, and it's going to be a massive adjustment. And I'm not dreading it. It's just going to be probably one of the biggest shifts in my adult life since I had a child.
I guess if your kids go to boarding school, you have empty nest. You have an empty nest a lot earlier than
This is 13, not 11.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still, like,
and then in 2 years' time, my daughter will probably be living at home again. So actually, it won't be for long.
So yeah, it's going to be a big shift.
So it's going to be the biggest shift since I have kids in the first place. Yeah. So
exciting, though.
Exciting. But
think of your freedom.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take up some like brand new hobbies and stuff. You do something super cool. Like I love like taking up new hobbies.
What do you recommend?
I don't know, like surfing.
Oh yeah.
She lives in Clapham. I'm not sure about surfing.
Or like I don't know, painting. Or I just just pottery. Something really cool.
Pottery. I do know pottery. I can't paint or draw, but I think I could. Yeah. Could work with clay.
Yeah. Maybe we could feature it in a home.
Done. Okay. Thanks, girl. I know what I'm doing for 2022.
What about you, Shauna?
I don't know. I'm a bit the same as you. I haven't really given like the whole year, like a holistic thought to the year. I just really would love a bit of normality. I really, 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 really hope that next year is like back on track. I don't know if it will be, but I want to travel like properly. I don't really know. I want to do exciting, interesting things, and it's been a long time. So it would be really nice if we could just
or even
do
just
that.
Plan a trip.
And it works.
That you know, even if the you're planning a trip to go in 2023, for example, plan a trip confident that it won't be cancelled. Yeah, that would just be freeing.
Yeah, dream. it would be just some concrete plans.
Yeah, I just want to plan a trip to Japan.
Yeah,
that's all I want to do. And know that I might go even if it's not for 2 years time.
I cancelled Chile like 2.5 years ago. When am I going?
I have a sister that works in travel. Yeah, that's a bleak side of it to be honest.
Yeah, we're obviously coming at this from an immensely privileged position, but obviously I mean everybody in every walk of life I think is just hoping for some normality, aren't they? So
yeah,
fingers crossed. Before we go, let's talk about plans, sort of, what you're going to be buying, doing, eating. We've got 2 weeks off, nearly 2 weeks. You've got ages, you've got 3 weeks. Georgina, are you off next week?
Yeah.
There we go. Right. So everybody's got a lot of time off. So I want to know what everyone's going to be cooking, watching, wearing. What have you got planned?
I have my eye on this. Is it Annie's Ibiza?
Oh, yeah.
And it's a bit...
Sure, low key.
It's a little bit too short.
Okay.
But I have my eye on this, like... There's this red velvet dress that there's on there at the moment. I just imagine it with like a shirt underneath with like billowing sleeves and having
quite dressy on Christmas Day.
I want to be this year. Usually I'm not. I'm quite chilled out. But for some reason, I just need a red bow.
Okay.
A red velvety bow in my hair. And I just want to like feel a bit Christmassy.
Does Annie's have a website that you can shop on? Or do you have to?
You can shop on their Instagram. Okay. So you can shop through on their Instagram. But there is this kind of velvety like red dress. So it looks really, it's a bit short.
And like, sorry, this is just an Annie thing because I've always wondered, what is the price point? Like, her dress is insanely expensive.
I mean, yeah.
Okay,
like,
fine.
I mean, this one is like 600.
Okay, fine. So they are really
so expensive. I think they're really expensive. But yeah, that. And I think I probably will be trying to make, this is pre-Christmas. So like this weekend, I want to try and make a beef Wellington just because I'm craving it.
I've got a recipe for you.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's a Jamie one on his website.
Mm.
And you make this like spinach pancake. It sounds disgusting, but you wrap it. So it goes beef, the kind of pancakey thing, and then the pastry. And it's just like a layer of moistness in between the beef and the pastry. And it's so good.
Yeah, because that's the trouble with that like kind of mushroom pâté. Usually kind of dries out a little bit.
Yeah.
Or pâté.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the mushroom pâté. That also goes in there as well. But have a look at the one for spinach pancake. Yeah, it sounds
great. Okay, I'll actually have a look at that one. But yeah, that's what I'll probably be doing beforehand.
Great, like, and you'll have the dress.
Yeah.
Oh, so festive.
Gorgeous. Can I go?
I know, so what about things you're going to be watching with the kids? Have you done Christmas films with them yet?
Oh my God. Oh, what's it called? The one by Matt Haig.
A
Boy Called Christmas. Have you watched it?
No, I need to. Is it lovely?
So I put it on. Everybody's saying how great it is. Mm. I put it on. I was worried it was a little bit Harry Potter-esque for me at the beginning. I don't know. Oh my God, I loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really, really recommend
it. Becky last week on the podcast was raving about it.
Oh, did she see it too? I need to share that with her. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Good.
That was good. And I've also
did you watch it with your children? Sorry, or did you watch it with
my children? But I also saw with great excitement for anybody that's got children that there's a remake of Superworm.
Really?
On Christmas Day.
I don't know what that is, but sure.
Superworm. It's a great
book. Up there with the greats.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Okay. See him wiggle, see him squirm. A bit very for Superworm.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I do not know. There's also an advert for, what's it called? The Abominable Snow Baby.
Yes, I saw that.
Which looks really, it's on Channel 4 on Christmas Day, which looks really sweet.
Okay. Yes, like, and there's also some new period drama starting on Boxing Day.
Very English Scandal.
Yes, with Claire Foy.
Exactly. No, not Matthew McFadden. Was it Matthew? He's something else that
I'm obsessed with him. In like a sexual way.
Did you watch?
No, I haven't seen it. Don't say anything. Oh my God. I was out last night. It's tonight's.
I've got to watch it again because I couldn't hear it last night.
You need to read. Sorry for those who don't watch Succession who every week get an update from us. But you need to read on The New Yorker. There was a profile of Jeremy Strong who plays Kendall.
Yeah.
He comes across very unlikable and incredibly intense. He basically, the kind of strap line on the article is that he doesn't think it's a comedy. He doesn't get it. He doesn't think it's funny. He's playing that role completely straight, like Hamlet. And it basically digests he is method to a whole other level. He's been obsessed with Daniel J. Lewis and Dustin Hoffman and all these method actors since he was like 10. And he is like unbelievably intense about the whole process. It'll really change the way you look at Kendall. It's really interesting. Worth a read.
Oh, wow. Wait till you see the finale.
I feel like he's no longer relevant, but anyway.
No. It's just, yeah. Okay. Mm. And then when we were watching it, Adam said to me, have you read Hamlet? Do you know Hamlet? There's a whole Hamlet thing going on in this episode. And I was like, I can't remember the ending of Hamlet. I need to now Google this.
There's a lot of murder in Hamlet too. Interesting. Oh, I can't wait to watch it. Okay. Oh, it's such a good series. Anything else on your watch list or your to-do list, Georgina, over the Christmas period?
I do favour an elasticated waistband on Christmas Day, personally. Yes. And I normally kind of come down. We dress up in our house actually quite a lot. My mum's a big believer in, you know, something sparkly and glamorous. So normally the heels are kicked off pretty early and then we're similar, actually.
Yeah, like you make an effort.
It's Christmas Day.
You make an effort, but I'm not in a mini velvet dress.
Yeah. No. There was one thing I wanted to get, which I couldn't get, which Wise London, which do lots of knitwear, they actually had this gorgeous black Duchess satin kind of long skirt that was tiered and it was beautiful, but it sold out.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't have an elasticated waistband anyway, so I might have been quite restricted.
You're saved, you see. You can now enjoy your Christmas day.
Exactly. All right. I think we'll leave it there. Happy New Year, everyone. Merry Christmas. Winnie, you'll be so missed.
I know. I'll miss everybody and had the best time. No, loved it.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
Exactly. thank you also so much for listening and for sticking with us this year. We couldn't do it without you, so thank you. We will be back in January. Fingers crossed, we'll be back in January. And hope everybody listening has a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.